persons of today, they will find in these smiling pages a magazine of heroism and wisdom. All of an antique strain, they will have their linen decencies and excited orthodoxies fluttered, and will, if they have any gift of reading, perceive that these have not been fluttered without some excuse and ground of reason. And, again, if they have any gift of reading, they will end by seeing that this old gentleman was in a dozen ways a finer fellow, and held in a dozen ways a nobler view of life than they or their contemporaries. The next book in order of time to influence me was the New Testament, and in particular, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. I believe it would startle and move anyone if they could make a certain effort of imagination and read it freshly like a book, not droningly and dully like a portion of the Bible. Anyone would then be able to see in it those truths which we are all courteously supposed to know and all modestly refrain from applying. But upon this subject, it is perhaps better to be silent. I come next to Whitman's Leaves of Grass, a book of singular service, a book which tumbled the world upside down for me, blew into space a thousand cobwebs of genteel and ethical illusion, and, having thus shaken my tabernacle of lies, set me back again upon a strong foundation of